Well, give us a list of the glitches.
Lots of hiccups. Alana Gordon and I, who's another health reporter here, we checked in with Delaware, with Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and we did not find one person who was able to actually go to the healthcare.gov portal and enter their information.
Is that because too many people are trying to access it?
That's what the health officials from HHS say. They're still excited. They're saying that this is a good turnout. They're sorry that people are experiencing difficulty, but that this is a good sign that people are interested in online doing things. At the Rising Sun Health Clinic, we spoke with a certified application counselor, Elizabeth Rosario, and she hit glitches very early in the day.
We went through the whole step of creating a username and password, and at the confirmation process, boom, shut us down.
At these places like Rising Sun, eventually they just had to revert to kind of old school technology. And that's what we heard from Melissa Fox, who oversees health services at Rising Sun.
So what we did was we printed out the paper versions of the enrollment forms. And you can see Amanda walking around with a stack of them there. So we're ready. So whoever comes in, we can go ahead and still get them enrolled and have their applications filled out.
I don't know why images of hanging Chad come to mind when we discuss paper applications, though. What will folks do in the middle of a government shutdown? Is that affecting the exchanges as well?
You know, actually, it doesn't. I think a lot of the pundits are just saying this is excitement, looky-loos. Some people who don't have insurance want to go online and find out, and that's really upping the numbers for this website, and it hasn't been able to handle the volume today. Healthcare Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said navigators and assisters who are federally funded will work through the shutdown however long that lasts.
And let's emphasize that coverage doesn't begin until January 1st.
Exactly. And people have until December 15th to get through this entire process, so you have some time.
Though at the back end, there is that penalty looming for those who need to apply and don't do so. When does that kick in?
It does. For people who don't have insurance after January 1st, they could face penalties.
Now, tell us about those who are being directed to coverage outside the exchanges.
It's interesting. So a lot of people would say today was a win of sorts. People came in, they wanted information, they started conversations. Let's listen in to a conversation between Amanda Kimmel and Nicole Wimbush, who came in looking for coverage.
Actually, right now, I'm not working.
Okay.
I'm a hairstylist,
okay.
But I hurt my wrists
okay.
a few months ago. I tried to go back to work, but it bothers me a whole lot.
Okay.
I got diagnosed with hypertension, so I'm on three different medicines with that.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you have zero income and you are taking health-sustaining medications for your hypertension, mm-hmm. you are actually a candidate for Medicaid.
So, Dave, supporters of Obamacare call that a no-wrong-door policy. Nicole sat down with someone. She probably won't buy insurance through the exchanges, but she's starting a conversation and starting the process.
So do you have any suggestions for listeners who might want to see this go a little easier on day two?
I can imagine that there's some people sitting in front of their computer who are really frustrated. On our website, newsworks.org, we have a list of phone numbers and local real people contacts that you can get in touch with and speak to a real person about working through your individual circumstances.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you.